Does a viable, effective military option exist?
Yes, I think that's the $64,000 question, and I'm going to, I will say something. I
don't think so, because you can't bomb the knowledge out of the heads of the Iranians. They know how to make a bomb if they want to make a bomb now. And for sure, you know, there was a facility that was discovered inside a mountain near Qum, in a small enrichment facility. You know, centrifuges, you can have a few cascades of centrifuges here or there. They can be well hidden. If you destroy the known sites, they'll start again, and with much more justification. They'll say, look what was done to us when we didn't even have a weapon, right? When we were still members of the NPT, we were still allowing the IAEA to come in, and you come and bomb us. So that would be just the ticket for them to go hell broke for a bomb. The Israelis destroyed Osirak in 1981. Saddam redoubled his efforts to get a weapon, and would have probably gotten there if not for the Gulf War. What's the collateral damage? Oh, my Lord. Well, you destroy the reform movement in Iran for another generation, because people will rally around the government. Inevitably, they do when country is attacked. You know, people always talk about the Iranians being so irrational and wanting martyrdom. That's bull. They're perfectly happy to fight to the last Arab suicide bomber. But they don't put their own lives on the line unless their country is attacked. So, you know, we would rally them, destroy the reform movement.